遥か遠くに浮かぶ星を思い眠りにつく君の選ぶ未来が望む道がどこへ続いていても共に生きるから。
Welcome back to the Casual Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me as he always does is Karsten.
Hello.
Hello, Karsten. Now, I know we have an excellent track record of doing mecha shows, so are you ready for this one?
Mecha shows, not my usual cup of tea, at least. But I'm quite ready to talk about this one.
Yeah, because they always work out for us. I mean, just look at Darling in the Franxx. And what was that other one? There was a... Gridman XX, Gridman, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I liked both those animes. I wasn't here for the Gridman episode, but yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, to get to the point, if anyone didn't catch on to my sarcasm, we only occasionally dabble in mecha, and even rarer do we touch on Gundam. We don't know the lore. We are just watching The Witch from Mercury as a standalone content, and we're not really comparing it to any other Gundam series because, well, we have no experience in the matter, right?
Yeah, that's totally true. And I don't know if you could say that it's a starting point, probably, in the future at least, for people that want to get into Gundam, because it's kind of following the things anime does now that probably it didn't do quite so much in the 2000s and earlier.
Okay, so you're saying it's the gateway to the Gundam series?
I mean, it could be the new gateway. I've watched one episode of Iron-Blooded Orphans. That's a Gundam show.
Yeah. I've actually also watched Iron-Blooded Orphans as the only other Gundam show I've watched. And, I mean, it's pretty good, actually. But, I mean, as I said, I have nothing to compare it to except this right here. So, yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things I want to take up here in the beginning is I kind of don't want to get into Gundam in a way, because it's such a massive undertaking to find a watch list of where to start. And I mean, the series began in probably 80s, I would say.
Yeah, I think you're probably right in that assertion, and I don't even know if this is a canon timeline. Is this a spin-off? Is this is this an existing storyline we're building into? Because I know there's these mega corps that rule space, and we saw it in this one too, right? The massive arms race. So, again, we're at the children's level of this. So at one point, do we ascend to the grown-ups game, right?
Yeah, it could go that way. I don't know if this season 2 has been announced. It's starting in April or something.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of info on it yet, I think.
No.
Even though it should be starting pretty soon, yeah.
I just hope they keep the same team that worked on this, because I think they did a fantastic job. And it's Sunrise, which is the Gundam
studio. But of course, when you have a show that's probably targeted to teens, they have to be in a school, right? So we're gonna start this off with a school, and like every other school in this kind of universe, everything can be determined by duels. So, basically, food wars with Gundams, right?
It's time to duel.
Yeah. And I mean, for a protagonist that is such a useless stuttering mess in the first episode, you kind of she kind of has to be OP for them to get away with this, because people are gonna tune out immediately if she's not amazing, I think.
Yeah. One of the I really enjoyed every mecha fight that they showed. Wonderful animation. The mechas are quite nice to look at and looks very functional and everything. But the one thing about the duels, at least, that put me off about it was they established a set of rules, and they were ironclad. But suddenly, it just shift the driver of the mecha or something. Like the
Yeah, that was a
yeah.
mess, but considering, I think the person the main character switched with wasn't even a pilot, that was a pointless duel, right?
Yeah, I mean, when in anger, punch out.
Yeah, because this is basically just a thinly veiled temper tantrums of teenagers. Because, I mean, there's a lot of adults that wouldn't have these storylines.
Yeah.
And it's like, I had a brilliant train of thought here. I think it's kind of like you have all of these horrible parents that have just sent their children off to the school to fight out their own proxy war. Because they themselves can't do it, right?
I mean, it's they all die in the end.
Do they?
except one,
No,
at least.
I don't think Rembrandt dies either.
No.
Because I think the entire point of that is that he doesn't die, or at least we're gonna get one more scene with him, because I mean, but we're getting ahead of ourselves, I think. Yeah, because our main character, Suetta, turns out to be super OP. She has different colored hair, she has a different colored uniform, and that's great, right? Because now we can recognize her.
I mean, the hair really stands out, so yeah.
And in her fights, she has a different colored mecha too, and it or a Gundam, or is it a Gundam? But of course, it is a
Yeah.
Gundam, apparently.
Of course.
And it looks
I
like all of the
mean
other OP Gundams in all of their other shows, right? So it's like you instantly know that this is gonna be the one.
my swearing in the church if I say it looks like Optimus Prime.
Oh yeah, it does. But I don't actually know what came first.
let's not
Yeah, it doesn't even matter, but yeah,
no.
but you did mention the mecha fights, but what I didn't like about the mecha fights were the mecha storylines in the fights. I thought they were bloody awful. For example,
Yeah.
the rematch with Guel, or whatever his name is. He gets to be his own man. He turns off the aimbot. And then he is destroyed in 1 second after he turns off the aimbot. What is that?
I
He
mean,
has this
it's
really heartfelt moment with dramatic music, and then he's just destroyed.
yeah, and it just show the power of the Gundam mechas. They're just overpowering everything else.
Yeah, but they kind of insist that, oh, this house has never lost. Oh, this
Yeah.
guy has a trick up his sleeve, and it's equally pathetic every time.
Until the other Gundams suddenly appears from out of nowhere.
Yeah, but I
I mean
don't think that would have been close either. But that was a weird fight though, because it didn't seem like they scored a single hit on even like the background backup characters from the terrorist group.
Yeah.
the only casualty was Güell and his father trying to steal, like, having a battle of misunderstanding.
Yeah, I mean that's a classic classic tale of
I think
the
the
son killing the father.
The problem is, though, that he is a mega asshole in episode one, in episode two, and I think after that he has a couple of redeeming moments, and then there's this elevator ride where he isn't, where they humanize him again and suddenly isn't towering over her anymore, and then he's suddenly a nice person. So I don't know why they have to blame everything on the father being an asshole. Can't they just let him be an asshole on his own?
I mean, his brother also is some fucking asshole. So it seems like it's come from the top. That's what they taught.
Yeah, but his brother doesn't go around insulting them to their face, right, in the same way.
Yeah.
And he doesn't go assaulting people, destroying things, and I think generally what makes it ultra creepy is that by winning this duel, he is now the groom, the holder.
Yeah.
Which gives him the right to marry the president's daughter, which is, that's probably why it's a little off-putting.
Yeah, and it's an interesting thing to put out there. To the spoils goes to the victor, but the spoils are the heir to the throne. It's
well, I don't know if it even is, because I don't think he was even grooming her to take his place later. I'm not even sure about that. I think that she showed so much initiative that he ends up actually believing in her later, but I don't think that was actually in the cards to begin with.
No, she kind of wants to run away to Earth.
And then you suddenly realize this is an awfully expensive way to settle some very petty squabbles, right?
Yeah.
They're destroying millions in equipment. But on the other hand, then you realize what this actually is. This is all just a marketing exercise for, like, mega corporations. So it's basically just marketing costs, trying to make the best prototype that's going to beat out the other company's prototype so they can get funding for the next project.
Yeah, and you have this live streaming feature. Broadcasting this to Earth and everywhere else.
Yeah, so basically I think the idea of it is that the holder, the company backing the holder is gonna, the winner, to the winner goes all the spoils, they're gonna get all the funding. In theory.
Yeah, and they also had this weird investing meeting or event.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you've lost all your duels, you're not going to get any funding there, because obviously your product is terrible.
Yeah. And it's, if we go back in time, to the prologue, a standalone episode almost, depicting the destruction of the last Gundams.
I didn't actually watch that, so
all
you.
I mean, it's just show where they destroy the witches from Mercury.
That is, yeah, because they do mention that they apparently have, like, a witch hunting committee and. Hunters,
yeah.
And they're apparently powerful.
And at first, we only expect Suletta and her mother to have survived the destruction of the I'm unsure if it was a plant-based structure that they attacked. But Suletta's father sacrificed himself to send them away, at least.
Yeah, there's a lot
So
of
we have.
orphans in this.
Yeah. War, it's always terrible.
Yeah, and there's a lot of mummy and daddy issues too, which fuels everything of this because, yeah, obviously. So yeah, you mentioned the prologue, and that does actually answer some questions I had about the witches. But why is it suddenly not a big deal anymore when Ariel is revealed to be a Gundam?
I think it's the fact that she doesn't take away her life force or
Oh yeah, that
drains the
score.
user.
Yes, it
Yeah.
was but it does drain the life force of other people. Is that
Yeah, enhanced people that drive the other Gundams that's not optimized for the new technology that Lady Prospera developed.
so yeah, so now they have the choice. Make war machines or make prosthetics. And they chose prosthetics, of course. But I don't know about that. There's probably a market for it, but they don't seem very good, right?
I mean, the one thing I mean it's highly hopeful and peace worthy that they want to go into a thing like that. But then again, in this day of age where we're in this setting, they already have prosthetics. They already have functional robotic or biotic arms. Legs and etc.
Yeah, and I mean, I've
Why would
seen
they need to have the Gund arm features? It's
I've seen Boston Dynamics robots with more coordination than those legs. And I'm not even praising Boston Dynamics. It's just that those videos are readily available online, so yeah. So yeah, I don't think that project is gonna
I think
revolutionize the
after.
world. Maybe later if they figure something else out, but yeah.
Yeah, it could be like a Mass Effect thing, where you have the
Oh,
implants and everything.
synthetics.
Synthetics, and yeah. They showed some pictures of someone getting new shoulders and spine with the prosthetics. It could be a thing. But then again, I think this assassination attempt is probably gonna change the way at least Mio and Suletta watch drives forward
Yeah,
from now.
but wasn't that way too easy, the assassination attempt?
Yeah. It's mind-boggling how a president of a so large group is so relaxed and carefree around probably at least four or five big shots that want to take his place.
Yeah, and it's not like it has never happened before either. It's probably happens daily that someone's trying to kill him.
Yeah, and even the Jeter guy tries to assassinate him in the start of the show. And that's
Yeah.
why Lady Prospera has blackmail evidence over him, so he can approve the Gundam testing fights later on.
Yeah, and all it takes is one random person in a suit, in an enhanced suit, that can apparently shut down an entire station, a plant, with its own security. Because the security wasn't even down at that point. They were gonna
No, but they.
coordinate it so that the security was at its lowest, but yeah.
Yeah, to seem innocent, or. Yeah. But then, they do have their own witch hunting force, which is kind of strange, maybe after they wiped them all out 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. So, who are these terrorists? They're Earth dwellers,
Earthians,
okay,
yeah,
and they're from the
Earthians.
orphanage.
They're from the Mercury system.
Okay, but they all belong to that orphanage where the student, I would just call him student council president, but he's obviously not, that's not obviously his title, but yeah. The blonde-haired
No,
guy.
they, yeah, Shadik.
Yes.
I don't think he's, well, we could see something developing there, but I think they're escapees from the Mercury systems, and that's why they call them witches. Maybe.
Yeah, but I think they said something about him being an orphan, right?
Yeah,
And
he's been adopted
those other
by.
kids that joined the fight there, I think they were orphans too. And I think Nika is obviously an orphan as well. So, and she's from Earth, apparently.
Yeah. I mean,
So I
it's
don't
the
know
whole
what's going on there.
dynamic that's goes on with the space people are fighting the Earth people, and the space people are taking all the Earth people's resources and money and
Yeah.
not giving anything back.
I mean, it must be weird for Ichinose Kanna or whatever her name is to play Suletta Mercury and then see her darling in the Franxx character on screen at the same time because she plays Ichigo there.
Yeah.
Seeing her character being played by someone else. So, yeah.
I mean, it's a good watch. At least for me, that hasn't watched any significant other Gundam animes.
You fought the intrigue and the kind of like the character and her difficulty fitting in and 2 steps forward, 1 step forward, all of that. She's a
It's a little.
savant in a way, but she's very special and very precious at times, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a little cringe at moments, but I highly liked the stuttering when she got nervous and everything. It
But
felt
who
really
approved
real.
that dance, right? The gunned arm dance.
I mean, that promotional video was it was a beauty. And also the song was great.
You say the song was great. Was it though?
No, but it was great in its own thing.
Sure, sure. I mean, there's a lot of great background music in the show in general, but I don't really consider. I mean, that just comes naturally, I think, because I mean, a lot of background music sounds similar.
Yeah. And I have to give credits to the OP. It was really catchy and a really good song that
Yeah, definitely. I think I've heard it somewhere before as well.
Yeah.
Everything
ED
sounds
was
like
also
something else.
fine. I mean, we are approaching 70 shows a season or something. Bound to be similar things when you have four seasons.
Yeah. And it's always the dilemma, do you want to make it like an anime song or do you want to make it like a standalone thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's I think that the animes are getting so many songs that some of the shows are going fully English in their singing now. I think the newest season of Vinland Saga has a full English song.
Oh, maybe I'll have to give that a listen then. Because there's something very English in this show, actually. The uniforms, which look like all of the other space uniforms, but in England it's the meme that's like small children always wear like shorts until they're older, and all the boys are wearing shorts on, and it's terrible. I don't know why there's shorts in uniforms. That's You basically look like a child.
Yeah, I mean it's unusual for me at least. We don't have that kind of things here.
Yeah, we don't have school uniforms.
I say luckily, but it's probably a good thing to have
Oh,
school
if the
uniforms.
school uniforms are cool, I think that's great.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean,
like, why
I will
not?
totally
There's
wear.
some very cool school uniforms. I'm not gonna
Yeah.
lie, but it's like, yeah. I don't know if you'd want to waltz around in like Harry Potter robes all the time.
Yeah, no. But these uniforms I would
Avoid.
definitely no, I like them. And also the fact that you can change the color when you're the holder.
Yeah, sure, but are you even wearing a uniform at that point? Are you just wearing a hologram? Is this basically just the Emperor's clothes? The Emperor has no clothes. So if you really imagined it, you would be naked if someone pointed it out and everyone would realize you were actually naked.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it's probably
Probably
just
something like
pixels.
a filter or something.
Yeah. So did any of the class actually die? Any of the Earthians in the squad? They didn't, right?
I didn't see anyone dying, at least from the no.
I think Nika saved them because they were gonna be blown into smithereens. But
Yeah,
she was discovered.
she had a secret light signal to the
But
Earthians.
I mean, what does that, if someone saw her doing that, what would they even gather from that?
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
mean.
you could just say, well, she was flashing a light, okay. It doesn't
Yeah.
really prove anything.
No, but they could
Am I gonna
probably.
accuse her of treason because I saw her flashing a light?
They could probably trace something. It's also the case with season two where does it go from now? What happens to the whole Grassley group, for example, or a Grassley company?
Yeah, I mean, they're probably at all-out war now. It depends who they're gonna blame for this. What did they call themselves? The Fold?
Yeah, something fold fold of dawn or something.
Yeah, the Fold of Dawn.
So yeah.
So if they're gonna take responsibility for this, well, it's probably gonna be a power struggle, and I'm just gonna say what I hope. I think Rembrandt is gonna promote his daughter, and then she is gonna have to try to cling to power as everyone tries to fill the power vacuum that he's gonna leave behind.
Yeah.
And then she's gonna distrust Sueta because of that final scene for a while.
I mean, that
And then
final
they're.
scene was just so brilliant.
And then they're
It's.
gonna make up later.
Yeah, of course, they already made up 2 or 3 times for various
Yeah, but this
small
is
petty
different,
reasons.
right? Because I actually don't know what horrifies her more, the blood splatter or the way she's just grinning and smiling as she says she's a clumsy girl as she topples out of her mecca in a pile of blood. It's
Yeah, and her
difficult to
hand
say.
filled with blood. It's but then again, it could say something about how Suletta is built up, that she probably has something biotic or tech in her,
I think she's
where
very
she.
different when she is with Ariel, and she just got out of Ariel, so. And they
Yeah.
try to hammer this point home. It's not the pilot, it's not the mecha, it's the the combination, right?
Yeah, it's the motto of the school, or the
It's
dual thing. But then again, also Ariel is family because she's been with it since he was born. It's the mecha they escaped with in the prologue.
She certainly is a different person in the Mecca, because moments before she was cowering at the sight of blood herself.
Yeah. She couldn't really get up until her mother says her favorite phrase or motto of the Mercury family, where run away and you
Her
take one step
favorite
forward.
manipulation
Yeah.
tactic, you mean?
Yeah. It's at least something, yeah.
Run away and you
Skeptical
gain
about it.
one, and then move forward and you gain two. I don't know if that is applicable in every situation, but I guess it has worked out so far.
Yeah, and she has said it to many of the other characters also.
So who are we going to move forward with in the next season? Are we going to see the Elan version 1?
Yeah, it's
Is he
that's the thing
going to
that
make a return? The guy
it's kind of
that's.
intrigued me a little, the Elan saga. We've seen him a couple of times, and number one was a synthetic clone or with face change, enhanced person.
It was probably just a normal guy taken off the streets and then made to look like
Enhanced,
him.
yeah. Yeah.
So we're probably gonna see, or they imply they killed him, but I don't think they killed him. So we're probably gonna see his original face, and then Asieta is gonna recognize him, even though he
Yeah, because
they haven't met this way. So yeah.
when she meets him in the woods before she goes to the greenhouse, she says he's changed.
Yeah.
So she kind of noticed. Yeah, probably Elan number one we're gonna see.
And we're gonna see Guel, because there is that they traumatized him way too hard to leave him alone at this point.
Yeah, or maybe gonna join up with the rebel group.
No, he's gonna
Maybe,
make all of
no.
the right choices, because I mean, look at him. He took his kicking out well. He didn't lash out, and then he got a independent job, hardworking job. I mean, commendable stuff.
Yeah.
But then he just had to try to be the hero, and he ends up killing his father.
It's the Oedipus story, isn't it?
Yes, the
Yeah.
Oedipus. Or the, what's it? Perseus? The guy who killed Medusa in Greek mythology.
Yeah.
Ends up killing his father by a mistake.
It's a classic
Oh, I think it's
mistake.
also Hamlet, right? I'm not sure. I think Hamlet.
Too big into that, no.
I think Hamlet stabs someone behind the curtain because he thinks it's someone else, and it turns out to be, yeah, the wrong person. In any case,
I mean, there was a Romeo and Juliet thing in here.
Oh yeah, I said that to you earlier. I just called this a harem.
Yeah.
I said she was just gathering them, but I was actually wrong. Because to a degree she was, but a couple of people are still manipulating, and then there's this Shadik who seems to be more interested in Miorina?
Yeah, Miorina, yeah. It's, well, I didn't quite... I thought Elan or that crew was going to be the bad guys at the end. So it was kind of a sleeper cell over there.
There's probably some other sleeper cell that's been introduced that's going to be a mega bad guy later.
Yeah.
That we don't even know about. Maybe it's the mother. She must have plans.
There is...
What is her end goal? List.
Yeah, yeah.
Is she gonna genocide the universe?
And why is she wearing a mask when meeting with certain type of people?
Yeah, it's clear that that she usually wears a mask, though. Like, because it's not unusual for Sudetta that she is wearing a mask.
Yeah. So...
So yeah.
So what do you think about the end goal for Suletta? She wants to start a school at her Mercury facility planet.
Oh, she can do that now, though, right? She has massive influence, but doesn't realize she has it. So all she needs to do is to find someone competent to set it up for her.
Yeah.
I think it's also like, I think the world is an her oyster, and she just has to reach out and grasp it.
Yeah, because she's so natural at controlling.
If the president survives, should be the hero, right?
Yeah. Because if she wasn't there, both the president and the daughter would have died.
So yeah, they do make a big deal that they use actual, like, physical bullets.
Yeah, it's space pollution.
yeah, the irony.
I mean, it's probably a society thing.
Yes, it is, I think.
Reflecting on what's happening on the Dice Society.
I think they made a big deal of it in Iron Blooded Orphans as well. They basically said something about, oh, now we're just human debris. So, yeah.
Yeah. And also they're protesting on Earth for the space industry. There's been so many protests around the world this last 6-12 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's doing a great job, but just taking it all in and yeah. I mean, if we can talk about its faults, it's the ship CGI animation. It's as bad as they come.
Yeah, and that's the that only was pretty
fault
bad.
I've seen. Yeah. And it's the only animation fault I've seen. Sure, it has the characters from a long ways, has no face, but that's usual. It's.
I mean, it's, you can watch it and not really notice a lot if you're not really paying attention, but I mean, it's. I think it's fine in that department. I think my biggest gripe is the story. The storytelling. The story and the storytelling. And the use of the characters.
Yeah, I
but
mean,
we
it's
I did kind of highlight that earlier, so we don't have to go into all of that.
yeah.
If
I mean, it's probably a Gundam thing, you know.
yeah, and I mean, it's also like a consideration the director has to make. How in depth am I gonna go? How many references am I gonna throw in?
Yeah.
Should I only use Easter eggs for the initiated, or yeah?
It's probably lots of the I don't remember what they call it. It's permat or something. It's a type of energy fuel thing. It's probably something that goes in all of the Gundams, probably, or something. And also the Gundam arm
Yeah.
technology and drone technology. I don't know. I think maybe this show is pushing me towards watching some more Gundam to see if I might enjoy it, because I really like the political and the company structured fighting. It was just quite enjoyable for me.
Yeah, so here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna watch season two because I just need to know what's gonna happen. But apart from that, I'm probably not gonna watch any more Gundam for a while.
Okay, so you, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're,
Yeah, I
I
think we
mean,
can leave it at that for a while. I mean, it's like you say that the grand political scale of things is pretty interesting, but I mean, I can watch other shows, and I'm not gonna get lost in like a story that spans way too many years with way too many characters.
yeah, 18 timelines or something, I think it was. Eleven timelines, I think. Yeah, I mean, it's fine for what it is. I'm gonna watch season two. I highly enjoyed this one, so gonna try to watch Iron Blooded Orphans again. I stopped at the first episode last time. I don't remember why. Maybe I just was super busy with something and just watched one episode to get a feel of it.
Yeah, I think the strange thing is though that there's so few pilots introduced, like good guy pilots. So I think the ones we are introduced to are gonna have to team up at some point, even though right now there's they all seem at odds.
Yeah, and probably a lot more out there, like the Witch Hunters crew has probably some of the strongest ones.
Yeah, because what is very noticeable is that all of the Earthians, except one, has actually except two have very generic character models. Shadeek's harem has a much more interesting. Yeah, well, character design, I think. So, and then it's. We're probably gonna get a like a different cast of people eventually.
Yeah.
Or we're gonna have to rearrange alliances.
Well, that's probably also true. I mean, the Jeturk people has lost their leader. There's bound to be someone stepping up, if it's gonna be the Guel or Landa or
I
something.
think that company is finished. Because I think they're gonna discover their betrayal. They're gonna discover that their Gundams are their mobile suits are
Yeah.
trash. Because they were also used in the attack, right? Old suits of theirs were used in the attack, so they're gonna get blamed for basically everything and they're gonna be out.
I mean, Google notices it, so probably gonna expose it. It seems like it's very, at least now, very righteous. So if
Yeah,
he's
and very
joining the
in love
faction
too,
that,
I
yeah.
think. Very in love.
Yeah. But then again, it seems like this story is kind of leaning towards Miu and Suletta, even
Just
though
being
they.
friends, though, probably, because I don't think they want to really do the Yuri element.
So it's a Yuri bait,
I think
that's what you're
so.
saying.
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting, yeah. I mean, it's.
I mean, they dropped that bombshell in the first episode, right? You're now the
Yeah.
new groom, and that was very interesting and very entertaining, but I don't know. It's like kind of only in writing, I guess, so far.
It's gonna be interesting to see at least, and it's not gonna be that long until we see it because it's probably only 2 months away. Are you feeling like you want to do an episode on the season two when it comes out, or?
I'm gonna have to watch it first because if it starts off a disappointment, I'm gonna drop it probably. So yeah.
I mean, also it could be season three, you know. It
Oh
goes
yeah,
on
of
for.
course. I would think that would be odd though for like a series like this, because I don't think this is their main series, right? It's not like a. It's just like a side story that they have had that
Yeah,
they want to
I
tell.
think that their main series is the Universal Central or something. UC. I've read a little bit prior to this episode, but I can't really make sense
Yeah,
of
I
it
mean
all.
they're not gonna have like a main series where there's no Gundams or there's only one Gundam, right? There's gonna have a bunch of Gundams if it's gonna be the main storyline, right?
And this is the first one with a female lead, so.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or female main character, you could say.
Sure.
So it's nice to see. I really enjoyed the.
It definitely is. So, score wise.
Score-wise, it's a 9 for me.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, I enjoyed the whole show, and the animation is just top-notch. Music is perfect. OP is a banger. So
I'm
the
just gonna
political
check my
drama,
list for
everything.
a second here, and I don't think I, in good conscience, could give it something that high, but let's have a look
Okay.
here.
I mean you're meaner than me in the score department.
Do I think it's better than Shirayuki Hime? Maybe. I give that a
It's
7. I mean, I would guess it's a 7, maybe. Because it's not quite bad enough to be a 6. Let's see. Is it better than Psycho Pass? No, I don't think so. Is it
Let's see
better than
it.
Parasite? Nah.
No. It's Parasite's a 10.
Is it better than The Place Further Than the Universe? You might think so. I don't think so. So yeah, it's probably a 7.
I mean, I could set them at the same score. I don't remember what I where I placed that one.
It has like one mega emotional scene and four good friends. So there's that. So yeah.
So you're talking to a 7.
Yeah, I'm gonna settle with a 7, I think. Of course, if a lot of these things in season one is building up to something truly magnificent later, well, that could probably push it up. Yeah, but
So
for now.
it's interesting to I really thought you would enjoy the political aspect of
Yeah, but it's children's politics, and they're way too emotional, throwing tantrums everywhere. And I mean, who is actually playing the best Game of Thrones in this?
We won't know until they take King's Landing. Something like that.
Yeah, but then at that point, the series will be so bad that no one is watching it anymore. Right? So.
That's true. That's true. I haven't watched the last season of Game of Thrones, I think. Two last seasons. I tried to do a rewatch. I couldn't get through it.
So yeah, I think I've covered everything I want to cover. Anything you want to discuss?
No, I'm gonna watch Iron Blooded Orphans over the weekend, so yeah, at least it got that going for me. And also
Oh,
if
Iron
I
Blooded
enjoy
Orphans have has some spicy implications.
if I enjoy that I would probably check out some more. But it's a huge time sink probably to get invested in the Gundam series, but yeah, I enjoy the mecha
And the
aspect
couples
and
actually end up getting together as well.
okay, yeah, so now you're just spoiling everything. Okay.
No. It's kind of interesting, actually. It's kind of tragic and kind of interesting, and it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna. Yeah, well, it's it's a season two thing.
Okay.
So.
So, a 9 from me, a 7 from you, and you can find us at Twitter, SoundCloud, the Casual Anime Pod, Casual Anime Podcast. Write us a message saying what you want us to cover, and
And Karsten will
maybe we
answer.
will, yeah, maybe. Maybe we will cover your show.
Yeah, that's actually an idea. If you have shows, not too obscure, not too controversial, probably either. And
I don't mind.
well,
If it's
I
not
think you
if
should
it's
probably be available to watch legally as well in some way. Yeah, and then we might take that into consideration. But
not
anyway,
too long. Yeah.
yes. Until next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.